soon, I hope, an end will come to this madness once and for all. Power. As an organism, one has a basic power. To live, it enables one to survive, to take shelter, find water and food, handle emergencies, defend oneself, maintain one's place in the world, and provide for others. Power is an ability and the energy to exercise it. It combines the concepts of capacity and vitality. Power manifests in every movement, thought, and feeling. Fitness, magnetism, relaxedness, and humor all signify the power to live. Money represents it externally. A powerful person controls his own life in ordinary ways and adapts easily to circumstance. Peace, freedom, prosperity, and joy characterize powerful people and societies alike. Everyone alive has power to some degree. Those without it are dead. While it has immediate social effects, it is primarily personal. It is not power over others. Real power grows, not out of the barrel of a gun, but from within. Like any capacity, personal power suffers significant damage from trauma. The routine brutality of civilization pushes people to the brink of powerlessness. Power becomes the motive of nearly all activity. Power turns to aggression. A drama unfolds. Some people become control freaks, power lusters, and abusers. Others become perennial victims or rescuers. Roles suddenly reverse. Fear, violence, and evil touch everyone. War, repression, poverty, slavery, epidemics, and corruption all signify a collective lack of power. Resting profoundly in darkness, one's power is restored. These symptoms of mass psychopathology disappear. One begins to feel and act virtuously without trying or even thinking of it. Life works again on a personal scale. On a social scale, such power is irresistible by conventional force. Martin Luther King, J.R., and Mohandas Gandhi showed this. From their words and my glimpses in darkness, their demonstrations pale before the potential of a fully restored man. Our distressed world, kings and peasants alike, await such people. Once the dam breaks, 10,000 years of suffering will wash away overnight. This is what I saw when I first dreamt of hygienic dark retreating. This is my prayer.